Hello, everyone, and welcome to Teaching Gwinnett. What the? What's going on?
It's an ego takeover. My name is Kaylin.
My name is Emily.
And I'm Raphael.
Today, we are having a crossover episode with Mr. Bernard Watson and the Teaching Gwinnett podcast. Ego Talk is a podcast by kids that interests kids. And along with our classmates Emma Kendry, we write, record, and produce our podcast.
Hi, Mr. Watson. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine now. But a few seconds ago, I was trying to figure out what in the world was going on with the podcast. Then I remembered this is a special edition of Teaching Gwinnett with Eagle Talk. And that's a good thing because I love Eagles, especially the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, the best team in the NFL right now.
I would have to disagree on that option.
Oh, really now? Well, look, we'll have to get back to discussing my soaring Eagles a little later, maybe after the show. But for now, we're going to talk about the origins of shoes. Look, I love shoes, particularly sneakers, but I'm not really sure where shoes came from. Can you three help out?
Well, Mr. Watson, I'll give you a foot. The first shoe was invented in 7000 through 8000 BCE. The purpose of the shoe at this time was for protection from terrain and weather. They were made of animal hides and plant materials. And the first high heel was created in the year 901 AD, or the 10th century. Shoes of this time were more decorative and a sign of social status.
The shoes we wear play an important role in our lives, from basic protection to cool designs.
Fun fact, the first Nike shoe was made in 1964. Cool, right?
That's really cool, Kaylin. Shoes are more about an expression of style, right, Emily?
That's right. There is a bunch of different types of shoes. In fact, there are more than 100 styles of shoes in the U.S., such as sandals, boots, sneakers, high heels, loafers, and flats.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I didn't know any of that. You know, for me, mostly I wear dress shoes or loafers, but at my heart, I'm a sneakerhead. I love Jordans, and I'm not alone. Raphael, do you have some Jordans?
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
What type of Jordans do you have on?
I don't know the name.
Air Forces?
Legacy something.
Okay. Very cool. Emily, would you let me borrow your Jordans?
They won't fit you.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
So are you a sneaker or are you a flats person?
Sneakers for sure.
Are sneakers the most popular style of shoes?
Yes, sneakers are the most popular type of shoe. I either wear my sneakers or my Crocs because they are so comfortable. But when I did research into styles of shoes, I learned that there are so many types of heels that can be uncomfortable, unlike sneakers. Like the killer heel, which is very painful to wear, or the chunky heel, which are pretty thick. Shoes are so popular that in 2022, 23.9 billion pairs of footwear were produced around the whole world. Hey, Mr. Watson, what did the high heel say to the sandal when it got stepped on?
I have no idea.
I can't give you a hand, but I can give you a foot.
Wow, who knew shoes could talk, huh?
Shoes can't talk, but they certainly can make a statement. Like the shoe brand Nike, which Raphael knows a lot about.
Nike is the most popular shoe brand in the world for a few reasons. One way is because of their high quality back in the day. Also, a lot of celebrities influenced the shoe, so that made it more popular. And Nike, more money, because everyone wanted to buy the shoe. Last of all, their marketing was on point.
Raphael, you are definitely not lying, because I can tell you, Nike has a whole lot of my money. As I said earlier, I love Jordans. And so when you get a chance, let's see if maybe I can borrow yours, because I think you probably have some nice ones.
Okay, you'll have to give me some, like, rent money, you know? Rent them for 1 hour, you pay $20. Then if you run them for a week, I'll see about $1,000.
Listen to this guy. He's a businessman over there. Okay, I see you. Well, look, don't you just love a clean pair of Nikes? Like I said, I have several pair. In fact, in the before times, when dinosaurs roamed the earth and I was in middle and high school, Air Force Ones were the newest, hottest shoes out there. And I took all the money I had made during the summer working a job and bought my first pair for the seventh grade basketball season. You couldn't tell me I wasn't the coolest guy out there, at least so I thought. What do you know about Air Force Ones, Raphael?
Air Force Ones are actually Nike's most popular shoe because of their clean, plain, and simple design. They kind of go with everything. Fun fact, Nike has made a high heel, and it looks disgusting, and they're uncomfortable.
Wow, how do you know that?
Oh, I may have tried them on before, but let's not ask anyone questions, okay? And move Absolutely. On to the second most popular shoe, Adidas. Adidas was founded by a man named Adolf Dassler in 1949. And today, Adidas is worth a whopping $32.93 billion. This is close to what you make, Mr. Watson?
Yeah, no. Not even close. But look, Kaylin, Emily, and Raphael, thank you so much for teaching me and our audience about the history of shoes. I certainly learned a lot, which lets me know that you're some bright students taught by some awesome teachers. So a big shout out goes to everyone over at McKendree Elementary. Keep up the great work. And with that, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, we're going behind the scenes and learn how McKendree Elementary School's Eagle Talk comes together. Stay tuned.
Are you 65 or older and a resident of Gwinnett County? Do you want to enjoy the best sports and entertainment that Gwinnett County Schools has to offer? Then we've got your ticket, the Gwinnett County Public Schools Senior Pass. You'll have entry into all regular season Gwinnett County Public Schools sporting and fine arts events. It never expires, and it's absolutely free. For more information, call 678-301-7274, and we'll see you at the ballgame.
Welcome back. Now, I must admit, I'm super impressed by you guys and your work ethic. So I'm wondering, what have you all learned about podcasting?
Well, I learned how to ask reasonable questions.
Well, I've learned how to share information to other people, you know, make people's day or something, you know, listen to a podcast, you know, just, I've learned happiness, I'll say that.
I learned a lot about a bunch of research these last few podcasts I've done, and I learned how to not be shy and keep talking loud.
So is that what you like about podcasting, or what is it that you like about podcasting?
I like making podcasts because I have a lot of people helping me out, like Miss Duque and Miss Yulon, I'm sorry. And yeah, I like these people, and they make me feel so welcomed when I like making podcasts.
Well, I like making podcasts just because I get to talk. Believe it or not, I am one of the most talkative people in the school. You know, if there was an award, it'd be canceled because I won it too much times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I really like just putting myself out there and actually researching and, like, just talking like Raphael said.
So now that I've met you all and I learned more about the podcast, what can I look forward to in terms of topics in your future podcasts?
Yeah. Tips of survival of zombies invaded the earth.
I don't know, tips about anything. I mean, we come up with something. Or a podcast just full of jokes. Because at the moment, just about a minute ago, Ms. Yulon and Ms. Duque were laughing for no reason. I'm just kidding. No, you see, she laughed.
Probably the Titanic one.
Oh, we didn't do it last year.
I love the Titanic.
Yeah.
Wow, well, those sound like some pretty good ideas. But before we move on, we have to check in with Ms. Nicole Duque and Ms. Mary Yulon. They are the executive producers of Eagle Talk. Welcome.
Hey.
Hi, thanks for having us today.
Oh, we're happy to have you. So when you're not putting together this awesome podcast, what do you do at McKendree?
I'm Ms. Duque, and I am the school library media specialist here.
And I'm Ms. Yulon. I am the instructional technology and innovation coach. So I work with teachers to make their lessons engaging and include technology in the student's day.
Okay, so you two are the perfect people to put this podcast together. You can do everything, help them with the topics and then edit it and just make sure it gets out properly, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's us, the dream team.
The dream team. I love it. So you heard some of the topics that they were talking about. What do you think about those topics? What's up next for us?
I definitely like the taking over the world one. I think listen out for that in the future. Robots taking over the world.
Yeah, that's coming.
We like that it's student-based and students, I mean, what's more exciting than choosing something and researching something that you're interested in? And so we let them choose.
Absolutely. There's so many different ways that this podcast can lead to so many different paths, interests, career paths, all of that. So give us the origin story about how all this came together.
So I was fortunate enough to go to a conference because learning is so key in this profession, not only to have our students learn, but for us to learn as well. And at this conference, another teacher in Georgia, and from a different county, in fact, was presenting the notion of podcasting with students. And I just fell in love with the idea and fell in love with how, when I collaborated with these educators and we talked about the ways that you can make it manageable, it sounded so realistic. And I was so excited. I immediately ran into work, ran straight into the library because Miss Duque is always on board with fun, crazy ideas that get the students hyped up, and pitched the idea to her. And I don't even think I got two words in before she said, yes, yes, please, let's do it.
I asked, when do we start?
So from there, it just kind of took off. We went to a couple of teachers that are innovators that we knew would be willing to take some risks and try it out with us. And they did. And we were very fortunate that they did that because it's all about the teachers leading this and the students. And the students had fabulous ideas. They rolled with it. They came up with ideas. I mean, we just had an overpouring of ideas for topics and how this would go. And it became a whole school effort and it took off from there.
That's awesome. So what's the most rewarding thing about doing this podcast?
I love seeing their faces. I like to go at, once the podcast is finished and out there, I like to go to the classrooms and watch them listen to themselves. And that look on their faces is, I have so many pictures and it makes me smile just to see their, like, they're so proud of themselves, and it makes me proud that we can do this as a school.
And I, the most rewarding part for me is that whole school piece. I just love all the students coming together and being able to bring students from different grade levels even together, different classes that normally wouldn't collaborate on topics in their day-to-day time, and seeing them work together. Part of the whole school collaboration was our artwork, and we had an art contest that involved from pre-K to fifth grade. And it's just so inspiring to feel the energy from the students in the building.
So what is the process for choosing students to participate in Eagle Talk, and how much work goes into this?
So to choose the students, a lot of students at this point are so excited and they hear about it that they're just reaching out to Ms. Duque and myself asking, can we be on it? And our immediate answer is yes, we will find a way to get you on it. And we move from there. Another more solidified process is just the teachers. The teachers advocate for their students. Here at McKendree, we have an amazing staff of teachers who are willing to do anything for their kids and to make sure their kids learn. So the teachers sign their classes up and they reach out to us and schedule that time.
What's been the most challenging part?
Most challenging part? Scheduling.
Yeah, the scheduling can be challenging, just finding time where everybody can do that. I really, it's funny. I thought initially when we were doing this that it would be challenging to come up with the scripts and to refine that, but the kids take that on. I mean, really the challenge is us, yeah, the adults.
Trying to find a schedule that I honestly could not do without Miss Hulon. We make a good team here, and it helps to have another person to share ideas and help with out the lessons and researching with them.
Isn't that how it always is? We adults make things way more complicated than it really needs to be, and the students and kids know how to do it simply and just get it done, right?
Yes, totally. Always.
Okay. So what's the funniest moment you've experienced when putting together the pod?
So one of the funniest, I guess, series of moments would be last year we partnered up with the counseling department for Career Week. And the kids had a great idea to reach out to members of the community with different careers that we teach about in our career clusters. And we interviewed these people in the different professions, and seeing the interaction of the students with the parents was, I mean, not only was it just amazing, but it was just really funny. Some of the humor that the parents had that we just didn't think the kids would feed off of, and they did. And there were lots of times that we were editing and we're like, okay, so there's a lot of laughing in here. Do we keep this? Do we edit this? So those are some good times.
A laugh track for that. Use our own laugh track. Yeah.
Again, I just love this medium, and it's so great, and these students are so fortunate that they're being exposed to this type of medium and this technology at such a young age. I was in my 20s before getting a chance to get involved in the broadcast medium like this, right? So times certainly have changed. If you haven't listened to it before, folks out there, you definitely want to listen to Eagle Talk, because you'll get some great information and have a good time, it sounds like. Don't go anywhere. I don't want you all to move. We're going to take one last break, and then we're going to get to my favorite part of the show. That's called Pop Quiz. Don't go anywhere.
Wash your hands. First, you need some soap, then scrub for 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock near you, then sing the ABC song. Be sure to scrub front and back, under your fingernails, and between your fingers. Dry your hands with a clean towel or a paper towel. For more information, go to www.cdc.gov/cleanhands.
Welcome back. It's time now for my favorite part of the show called Pop Quiz. Pop Quiz is a series of multiple choice and or true or false questions about Gwinnett County Public Schools. The hope is at the end of Pop Quiz, our listeners will have learned a few interesting facts about Gwinnett County Public Schools and you, our guests. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys don't sound too enthusiastic. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Well, we know Raphael is ready. I don't hear about anybody else. Okay. Well, here we go. Question number one for the adults. Which GCPS high school is also home to SOTA School of the Arts? A, Brookwood High School. B, Second Year High School. C, Mountain View High School. Or D, Central Gwinnett High School?
D, Central Gwinnett High School.
D, Central Gwinnett High School. I'm just going with Ms. Longy's answer because I know she's got this.
Correct. Question number two. What school is celebrating 100 years in 2024? A, Anderson-Livesey Elementary. B, Harmony Elementary. C, Norcross High School. Or D, McGill Elementary School?
B, McGill.
Yeah, I go with McGill.
Incorrect. The correct answer is B, Harmony Elementary School. It's celebrating 100 years in the spring. Question number three, true or false? Taylor Elementary School has the lowest enrollment of the four elementary schools in the Collins Hill cluster.
False.
I think it's true.
Actually, it is false. Rock Springs has the lowest enrollment, or the smallest enrollment, with 765 students. Walnut Grove is next with 810 students. Taylor Elementary is next with 866. And McKendree Elementary has 988 students. All right, here are the questions for Kaylin, Raphael, and Emily. What kind of consumer is the bald eagle? A, herbivore, B, carnivore, or C, omnivore?
I'll go A.
I'm gonna say B.
I'm gonna say B too.
B is correct. It is a carnivore. All right. Question number 5. There are special shoes used for the game of soccer. What are they called? A, cleats, B, clogs, C, combat boots, or D, Crocs?
A, cleats. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Now, you guys have done the easy part. This final question is for everybody. This is the toughest question yet. So if you need a few minutes to psych yourself up, maybe drink some water, you know, relax a little bit, because this is a tough one.
We got this.
Yeah.
You got this?
Bring it on, Mr. Watson. We got this.
Okay, here it is. You can go one at a time. You have to give up candy for the rest of your life or give up soda for the rest of your life. Which one and why?
Ms. Duque, I'll go first. I'll give up soda. I don't drink it anyway.
That's an easy one. Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually on the no soda train as well. So I'd easily give that up.
I'll say soda because there's many other drinks other than soda.
Soda too. So, oh, no candy. I need my Jarritos.
I'm probably giving up soda.
Okay, so candy is the big winner here. Okay, very good. Well, all right, everyone, stand by. Our accountants are doing the math. They're checking the scores. Carry the 1 divided by 3. It looks like all of you passed.
Fantastic.
All right. Raphael, Emily, and Kaylin, Ms. Duque, and Ms. Hulon, thank you all so much for appearing on the podcast, Teaching Gwinnett. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Watson.
Thank you.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Teaching Gwinnett. Make sure you tell everyone you know to check out Eagle Talk and Teaching Gwinnett. You can find both podcasts wherever podcasts can be found. Until next time, take care.